Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officers standing guard. Schools in about half of the Brussels commuter rail system reopened Wednesday. It had been locked down after the Paris terrorist attacks last week. The city still remains under the highest alert level. Meanwhile, French lawmakers have decided to continue airstrikes in Syria against the Islamic State group that claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country would do more in the fight against the group. U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans he knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
I want the American people to know, entering the holidays, that the combined resources of our military, our intelligence, and our homeland security agencies are on the case.
The president spoke after meeting with his national security team. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. He said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. Meanwhile, the Russian military announced it will send an advanced S-400 missile system to Syria's Latakia province, which borders Turkey. A U.S. defense official says the Pentagon is monitoring reports that a convoy of humanitarian vehicles was hit in an airstrike Wednesday near Azaz, Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that the warplanes bombing in the vicinity are believed to be Russian. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa. Besides Kenya, the pontiff also planned stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. This is VOA News. France gets ready to host next week's climate conference, as we hear from Lisa Bryant.
Nicolas Hulot, a well-known environmentalist and French President François Hollande's special envoy, says the chances of reaching an ambitious climate change agreement are still uncertain.
Dire que Paris.
Hulot says complete failure at the UN COP21 climate conference outside Paris is impossible, but real success will depend on a number of criteria, including securing an initial $100 billion in financing to help poorer countries adapt to climate change and taking the steps necessary to switch from fossil to green energy. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A U.S. military investigation concluded Wednesday that American and Afghan forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month. That mistake resulted in an aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 31 people, mostly doctors and patients. The report said the crew of a U.S. plane had intended to hit a compound believed to have been seized by Taliban fighters. But based on a physical description of the target provided by Afghan forces, the crew instead fired at a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders. Christopher Soakes is the general director of the charity.
A whole catalogue of errors have been described so far that for us can't only be explained by individual errors, but really amount to real violations of the laws of war.
Christopher Soakes. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, the Islamic State group named the militant that carried out the attack. The bus was traveling in the center of the capital, Tunis. At least 12 people were killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is warning that ongoing violence in Israel and the West Bank could spin out of control. He made the statement after a trip to the region where he met with the leaders of Israel and Palestinians. Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and has stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. Ukraine's prime minister said at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday that the government decided to ban all Russian flights from crossing Ukraine's airspace. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated its calls for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the agreement between the Tuareg and Tebu tribes in the town of Ubari. The state-run news agency said it includes a permanent ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.